Hi all, this is my May Day's challenge, day two, and as I promised you all, a stereo boo. I'm using my phone to do this. I'm using a Tascam IM2 stereo mic, with an iPhone 5S. I really like this mic, I think it's great, and what I've done is just plugged an adapter into the mic so that it fits the phone. But for anyone interested in stereo mics for the iPhone and likes the quality of this, then I would recommend the Tascam IM2. Today's been a fairly quiet day, really. The weather has been pretty dismal. It's been raining. It's been raining all day, practically. So I haven't really been able to go out as much. You know, it's been very windy, and I'm not keen on going out when it's really, really windy. Can get a bit disorientating, but so yeah, I haven't really done much today, hence why it's going to be a short boo. I will think of more topical content though as the month draws on. But I would like to say though that one thing that annoys me is the new, well, it's not new, but fairly new Amazon add-on service. I've bought a couple of things where I've only wanted those items for about, I don't know, £2 or so, but they won't let you buy them unless you have £16 worth of add-on items in your trolley, that, or either that or £16 worth of items that you've bought directly from Amazon. So if you're looking at you know, items bought from a third party market, then they're not going to count. Or is it 20? I think it's £20 actually. Yes, it is. It's £20 of items. And I only wanted these things for £2. The rest of the stuff I wanted was from third party sellers. But in order to get this item, I had to buy things that I didn't necessarily want, you know. Okay, I found some that, you know, things that could be useful, and I also bought some Thornton's chocolate because I had items up to £16, and it had to be 20, and there wasn't anything I wanted, you know, anything else I wanted, so I bought these chocolates. And I mean, from Amazon's point of view, I can kind of glean, you know, that it's not profitable for them to be selling these items for £2 if they're not going to be making any profit out of them. On the other hand, it's a waste of money for the consumer if all you're wanting is the item and nothing more, you know, because £20 essentially is a lot of money to be wasting on stuff that you don't necessarily need only because Amazon tells you that you have to buy it. So I do find that a bit annoying. But I think I'm going to end it there, and hopefully I can generate some more interesting content tomorrow. Take care, bye.
pause recording.
Come here with the celebrity tonight, man.
So, what apparently suicidal, no known disputes.
Oh, Newcastle, my head
dog,
I'm